はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
マーケ here。
のぞみです。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com。And today we are talking about Zuzuben. And joining me in the studio is Nozomi-san.
こんにちは。青森県出身ののぞみです。青森は雪がたくさん降って、りんごが有名です。I'm Nozomi from Aomori. Aomori is famous for apples and a lot of snow.
Nozomi, what is Zuzuben?
Zuzuben は青森の方言です。
Zuzuben is Aomori's dialect.
It's not Aomori, it's Aomori.
Aomori. Nozomi-san, many of our listeners may not know where Aomori is.
Excuse me, it's not Aomori, it's Aomori.
Can you... oh, I'm sorry. Nozomi, can you please tell our listeners where Aomori is?
It's the most north part of Honshu.
Honshu is the main island of Japan, and Tokyo is located in Honshu.Right now, we are in Tokyo.
Yes.
And if we took the Shinkansen, the bullet train.
Yes.
About how far is it from Tokyo to Aomori?
そうですね。4時間ぐらいかかります。
And in English?
It takes about 4 hours.
4 hours, okay. And by airplane?
1時間ですね。It takes 1 hour.
I see. So Aomori is very far from Tokyo.
Yes.
And the language spoken there on a...everyday basis is a little different from that spoken in Tokyo?
Yes, that's right.
Would you say it's a lot different or a little different?
I think it's a lot different.
Yeah, I think it's a lot different also. Some of the Aomori dialect you've taught me, the Aomori-ben, I can't understand without an explanation. Today, I think we can explain a lot of these phrases to our listeners.
おめえ、こった時間にどさ。
なも、わわわらしっこむがえに行くじゃ。なわ？
わあ、つがるづけ開催行くじゃ。
んだが、今夜もたんげ縛れるな。
んだ、んだはんで、わわ早く帰って、あんずま自由さ入るじゃ。へばまんず。
ゆっくりお願いします。おめえ、こった時間にどさ。
なも、わわ、わらしっこむがえにいぐじゃ。なわ、
わ、つがるづけかいさいぐじゃ。
んだが、こんやも、たげしばれるな。
んだ、んだはんで、わは、はやぐかえって、あんずましいゆさはいるじゃ。へば、まんず。
おめ、こった時間にどさ。
Hey you, where are you going at this time?
なも、わはわらしっこむがえに行くじゃ。なは
?Nowhere, I'm going to pick up my kid. How about you?
わ、つがるづけ開催行くじゃ。
I'm going to buy some tsugaru zuke.
んだが、今夜もたんげ縛れるな。
Oh, is that so? It's very cold tonight too, isn't it?
んだ、んだはんで、わは早く帰って、あんずま自由さ入るじゃ。へばまんず。
Yeah, it is. So, I'm going home early to take a nice bath. So, later!
では、今日の語彙を見てみましょう。
So, let's take a look at today's vocabulary.
おめ。
So, Nozomi-san?
Yes?
In standard Japanese, can I say ome in an everyday situation?
No, you can't. It's very rude.
Why is ome rude? What is it in standard Japanese?
Anata. Oh, omae.
And omae is used for who?
You can use it to very, very close friend or wife.
But basically, it's a kind of aggressive word.
Yes.
Okay. So in standard Japanese, what word should we usually use?
Anata.
So you. Okay. The next word we've got is...
Kotta.
And in standard Japanese?
Konna.
And what does konna mean?
Like this.
So can we hear this word in Tokyo?
No, you can't.
Would a Tokyo person understand this word?
I don't know, but maybe they can't.
Okay. Yeah, I think if I heard it, I would be a little confused.
Yeah.
So, okay, the next word is...
Dosa?
Maybe I can't understand this one either. What does dosa mean?
It means, where are you going?
Okay, and in standard Japanese?
Doko ni iku no desu ka?
Reibun onegai shimasu.
Dosa? Yusa?
That's it?
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
Where are you going? I'm going to hot spring.
Really?
Yes.
Yusa? Okay.
Yes.
That is crazy. I can't understand. Great, great, great. Okay, the next phrase?
Namo.
What does this one mean?
Nandemonai.
And nandemonai means what in English?
Nothing much.
Do you think a person in Tokyo would understand dosa and namo?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really, really out there.
Yes.
I noticed that dosa and namo are very, very short.
Yes.
Why are there so many short words in Aomori, Ben?
Because it's very cold in Aomori, so people don't want to speak with loud mouth.
Is that true?
Yes, maybe.
Okay, very cool. The next word we have is also very short.
Wa.
This is not our topic particle wa. What does this wa mean?
It means me. Watashi.
Do you think a person in Tokyo would understand this one?
Maybe they can't.
Our next word is?
Warase.
Warase. And what does this word mean?
It means child or children.
Okay, now this one is really different from standard Japanese. What is the standard Japanese?
Kodomo.
Can you give us an example?
Ariya, mengoi warashikko datcha.
Okay, what does that mean?
What a cute child.
In standard Japanese?
Ma, kawaii kodomo da wa.
The phrase you said in Aomori, Ben, is that also feminine speech or masculine speech?
関係ないと思います. It doesn't matter.
Both men and women can use this.
Yes, they can.
Our next vocabulary is?
行くじゃ.
And what does this mean?
行きます.
Okay, our next word is another very short form. What is this?
Na.
And na means?
あなた.
And basically, in English, this means?
You.
Okay. Our next vocabulary requires a little bit of explanation, but first, introduce the vocabulary.
Tsugaruzuke.
Can you break it down?
Tsugaruzuke.
What is tsugarezuke?
No, tsugaruzuke.
Tsugaruzuke.
Yes.
There's my terrible pronunciation. This is a kind of tsukemono, which is a kind of Japanese pickle, right?
Yes.
This is made from kazunoko, which is fish egg.
Yes.
And sarume, which is a kind of squid.
Not sarume, surume.
Oh, sarume is like a monkey.
Yes.
Okay, surume is a kind of squid.
Yes.
What else is in?
Kombu.
Kombu is?
Kombu, seaweed.
And the next ingredient?
Daikon.
Japanese radish.
Yes.
And very delicious.
Shoyu aji desu.
So it has soy sauce taste.
Yes. It's very delicious.
So the next word is?
Tage.
This means?
It means totemo or sugoku.
And in English?
Very.
Can you give us an example?
Tage samija. It's very cold.
How would you say that in everyday Japanese?
Sugoku samui.
Next is?
Shibareru.
And this means?
Samui. Cold.
Okay, next word is another one of these very short words.
Nda.
In Tokyo, how would I say this?
So desu ne.
Or in casual?
So da ne.
Okay, the next one is also interesting.
Nda hande.
And what does this mean?
Dakara.
In English?
And so, therefore.
Reibun onegai shimasu.
Shibareru ja, nda hande kaeru ja. It's very cold, so I go home.
Okay, I like this next word.
Anzumashi.
What does this mean?
Kimochi ga ii.
In English?
Good feeling. It feels nice.
We talked about this next word earlier.
Yu.
What does this mean?
Ofuro desu. It means hot bath.
In Tokyo, if I use this word, does it mean hot bath?
No, usually this means hot water.
Okay, so there's a vocabulary difference. The next word?
入るじゃ。
And this means?
入ります。
And in English?
Get into.
Can you give us an example?
遊佐入るじゃ。 I'm taking a bath.
And next is?
へば。
And this means?
It means ではじゃ。
How would you translate that?
It has a lot of meanings. Well, then, or so. And I can use it as a goodbye.
Right, so じゃね。
Yes.
And the last word also means goodbye. This is?
マンズ。It means またね、さようなら。In English, goodbye, later.
On that note,
皆さん、ヘバマンズ。
Bye-bye.